Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Paul Ruchel. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Eduardo Rodriguez. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper catches it and throws to first to double up Money. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruchel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Verizer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball four. Carbo moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to third for the out. Norris moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Money reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Martinez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Money moves to third. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to third. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornton. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Thornton steals second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norris moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norris scores. Verizer moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Brewers, 2. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy who is chasing the ball. Norris reaches third base with a triple. Alexander scores. Carbo goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Willie Mueller now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Dade now playing right field. Jim Norris now playing center field. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Dan Spillner now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martinez juggles the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Money is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing center field. Jim Norris now playing right field. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 3 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave May pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Jim Kern now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 4 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. May moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 4 in the game. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Thomas scores. May moves to third. Money moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 4 in the game. Heil takes first base on ball 4. May scores. Money moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. It's Indians, 4. Brewers, 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money scores. Ogilvie moves to third. Heil moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.